Clinishift is a niche medtech company that is transforming staff scheduling for healthcare providers in Ireland, the US and the UK. Amy Madden is a former hospital CEO at the Whitfield Private Hospital in Waterford. She saw the challenge of filling vacant shifts and came up with the business idea for Clinishift. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Petula. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. A gap in the roster led you to see a gap in the market. You came up with a business idea, Clinishift. What exactly does your company do?
So Clinishift automates what is currently a very manual process across over 90% of hospitals globally today, involving very clunky manual steps that hospital managers must go through in order to fill short-term or like last-minute shifts for nurses and doctors. So ultimately, our technology is really striving to reduce that over-reliance that hospitals have on agencies who are very expensive. And as you probably know, that the HSE are spending over 1 million euro a day on agency workforce. So, you know, ultimately we're trying to transform that and really pave the way in how we should be booking shifts and using our workforce in a much more, I suppose, intelligent way.
Okay. So normally they might ring up and ring agency staff, as you said, or there could be a WhatsApp group in the hospitals. This is a much simpler system, saving time and money.
Absolutely. I think one of the key points, you know, for me coming from a hospital background and as a CEO, is matching up the appropriate skill sets of the nurses and doctors. It also links into continuity of care, and there's been multiple white papers and academic studies done on having the same nurse and doctor allocated to a patient, so it increases quality of care. So I think it's very important not to put in freelance and locum and agency nurses onto a ward or into a department in a hospital where they're not familiar with those processes.
What healthcare facilities are using Clinishift at the moment?
So currently we have some good traction internationally. Unfortunately, you know, the Irish market has been quite slow to pick up the product. There's numerous, I suppose, reasons for that, budgetary constraints being the main one. The UK market, you know, the private and public sector, both NHS and also the US market, has been very interesting for us. There's been a lot of traction with post-acute care in the private sector in the United States. And more recently, you know, I've noticed as CEO of the company, looking at it from a strategic standpoint, that we're at a very interesting inflection point in the company, whereby that curve is on that upward trajectory with growth.
Now, this is staff scheduling, so it can be, can it be applied in other industries?
Absolutely. And it's a question that I get asked very regularly. So we can look at education, we can look at the police force. It's really applicable across every sector because it's ultimately automating manual processes with shifts, and it's also a very robust communication tool.
What support did you get setting up the business?
So my local enterprise office in Dublin City were absolutely tremendous in terms of the support, both in terms of consultancy advice and financial supports. We received a priming grant from Leo, and I actually believe that that was a huge growth factor for Clinishift, because I could employ more staff and we could drive on with our international agenda. Enterprise Ireland were also hugely supportive. I was part of the New Frontiers programme in 2017, which really, you know, tightened up our business model and asked some very tough questions, which was great. So yeah, it's the local bodies here in Dublin, I have to say, have been amazing.
We'll leave it there. Amy Madden, founder and CEO of Clinishift, thank you for joining us this morning. In other business news, business groups have cautiously welcomed the new Brexit deal agreed between the UK and the EU. I'll have more business news at 8:30. For now, back to you, Brian.